Okay, this is the PNB Coordinating Committee meeting resuming. Sorry, we had a little technical problem, and we're sorry for the interruption. And we were discussing the Washington, D.C. in-person meeting. Got an update from Marcel Reed, and we'll have some more information available by email to all the PNB members. Are we through talking about that? Can we go on to the agenda, the next item on the agenda? Okay, we didn't make any decisions necessarily, but except the reminders about travel arrangements and that sort of thing. Next item is the approval of the July 19th meeting minutes, which I emailed out to everybody on the committee on August 1st. Are there any corrections to that? I noted one. I forgot to put the word minutes in the title, so I guess we'll add that just to make it clear what it is. Anything else? Okay. Any objections to approving them as amended? Okay. Are you still there? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, okay. I was, I didn't hear anything. I was making sure I didn't disconnect.
I moved
that
we approved the July 19th minutes. This is Teresa.
Okay. Any objections? That's amended with the word minutes in the title. Okay, hearing none, then that's approved. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Next item is number six on the agenda, a review briefly, I stress briefly, progress on action items from previous meetings. If they have recommendations, then the work groups, then we can spend more time on that, of course. 6.1, work group to develop processes on executive use of executive session audio. And Lydia, I believe, sent out an email about that with a motion. Is that right, Lydia?
No,
yeah.
I sent it out to you to distribute because I was at work.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get to everybody.
Sorry.
Okay.
No,
okay.
No, well, that's all right. I think I wasn't clear in my email.
Okay. Well, I will forward that. Why don't you tell people about it, or you or and Teresa and me or whoever else was on the committee while
okay.
I send it.
Okay. But can you read it, or did you want me to talk about it first?
Well, why don't you talk about it while I'm finding it and getting ready to email.
Oh, okay. Well, Teresa and Nia and I met on this, and we agreed. We did not vote on a motion, but we agreed on the elements of the motion, and we discussed all of the variables, of which there were more than one usually anticipates, because our goal was to have the audio available sufficiently to produce accurate meetings for the executive session for the secretary and reporting secretary to generate those minutes, but also not to have it go on indefinitely. In other words, what we were trying to avoid was, as has happened, more at other board sessions of Pacifica, of the Pacifica board, where the minutes are postponed every single month after month after month, and you would keep the executive session recording all those months. So we wanted to prevent that. So we had said 60 days or two PNB meetings, whichever is applicable, because we don't know if some months we might not meet consecutively. This affords you the time to, those draft minutes would be presented at one meeting, and then people could make corrections or want something checked in audio, and then it would give time for the corrections to be realized at the second meeting, and then once those minutes are approved, then the audio should be destroyed. That was the crux of it, but there's more detail if Bill has found it. Bill, have you found it to read it?
Yeah, I just forwarded it to everybody about a minute ago. I can go ahead and read it, I guess, for people on the stream or who are not at their computer.
Yeah.
But if you're at your computer, you can check your mail. Committee met July 23rd. Present were Lydia, Teresa, and Nia. The three of us agreed on the points reflected in the motion below. The issues were agreed on, and Lydia was asked to develop a motion after adjournment based on that which was agreed to. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation bylaws direct the secretary to keep or cause the board's minutes to be kept and the audio recordings of closed executive sessions of the Pacifica National Board allows the PNB Secretary and Recording Secretary access for the purpose of the accurate production of the minutes, and whereas sufficient but not excessive time shall be allowed for the presentation of draft minutes to the Board for Board approval, and whereas questions or corrections raised at the Board meeting when the draft minutes are presented to the PNB require sufficient access and time by the Secretary and Recording Secretary to said audio to make said corrections if necessary. Therefore, I move, this is, I guess, means the subcommittee, moves that the audio recordings of executive sessions of the Pacifica Board of Directors be preserved until such time as the PNB approves the minutes of said executive session, after which the audio shall be destroyed. Further, until such time as the draft minutes are approved by the PNB, the audio recording shall be preserved at least 60 days or two PNB meetings, whichever is applicable, for approval of the minutes, or unless the PNB votes to extend for a board-specified reason, or unless the PNB approves said draft minutes prior to that time, at which time the audio shall be destroyed immediately thereafter. Further, that the PNB Secretary and Recording Secretary have access to said recordings for the sole purpose of producing accurate and timely minutes to the Pacifica National Board. Okay, questions? And thank you, by the way, Nia, and for sending that out, and Teresa and Nia also for working on that. Questions or comments? I have one, the next to the last paragraph. I'm not sure if maybe a little clarification. It talks about whichever is applicable. That's the audio recording shall be reserved for at least 60 days or two PNB meetings, whichever is applicable.
But it continues for whichever is applicable for its approval. In other words, our monthly meetings may not be exactly 60 days, right, for the second meeting. If you say 60 days, it might be on the 61st day that we meet for that second meeting after corrections are made. So I just didn't want to tie our hands. So the rest of that sentence clarifies whatever is needed in order to pass the minute.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking.
Am I clear?
Did you intend for it to be whichever time is less or more?
That was my original language was whichever is less, and then I thought, no, the whole point is to allow us to pass those minutes after the correction. So the 60 days kind of binds you. It's kind of like that amendment approval in the bylaws that it could, we might be over because our meetings aren't always 30 days apart each month or whatever. So that second meeting might fall where we would end up contradicting the bylaws, the motion. So that's why I changed it to. So whatever applies for us to have that second opportunity to pass the minutes once they've been corrected. However,
okay.
If somebody else
sure
wants
the
way
days,
to
then,
express it,
or...
I struggled with that, the language.
Okay. Will anybody else have suggestions on that or anything else?
Yeah, this is Tracy for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Tracy.
There's no stack. What am I talking about?
You're at SOBOR.
I guess I'd like a little bit of clarity around what exactly the motion is suggesting. If, in fact, for whatever set of reasons, we don't approve the executive session minutes for months and months and months, I think that this motion needs some clarity that if the PNB votes to approve the minutes, they're destroyed at that point. If, hypothetically, the PNB never votes to approve the minutes, then what? I would like some time at which this triggers regardless. So that's my question, and some sort of an amendment is what I would like to see.
Okay, yeah. Well, the original intention was that it shouldn't go, beyond the 60 days. But then the issue came up about the possibility of that second meeting. So maybe we would say 70 days. I'm only thinking because 31 days in a month, a leap year, whatever.
So it's
just a matter of a couple of days if somebody would like to add
the wording of the motion that Bill sent out doesn't make that clear.
Right, but if someone, I'm open to adding language to clarify that. Originally, as I said, it was 60 days or the second PMB meeting, whichever is less, so that tied it specifically to the 60 days. And then, as I often do, I overthought it and thought, oh, well, what if it's, 61 days? So I'm totally open to language on that. But anyway, something close to that period that was the whole point, is not to have it go on forever.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Anybody else want to suggest clarification?
Okay, I have a clarification, I think. This is Tracy.
Okay.
So going all the way down to the second further from the bottom, I think the amendment that I'm proposing is further. Until such time as the draft minutes are approved by the PNB, the audio recording shall be preserved no more than 60 days or two PNB meetings, whichever is greater, for the approval of the minutes. Period. That's the amendment.
So you're adding the word you're substituting greater for applicable?
I am substituting the word, the audio recording shall be preserved no more than 60 days.
Oh, okay.
So instead of at least, it says no more than 60 days or two PMB meetings, whichever is greater, period. In other words, they will either be destroyed on the approval of the minutes or they will be destroyed after 60 days or two PMB meetings. Which
okay.
is, I think, what Lydia said was kind of the intention.
Right. So, comments from anybody else? I think that is clearer. I guess the question is just, is that enough time? And I agree with it. We don't want to let the audio just hang around forever. And but I have been, I'm a little concerned that we've had problems sometimes getting minutes.
Mm-hmm.
done promptly, and with no reflection on anybody in particular, but, sometimes the secretary, recording secretary, is not available, or we change the person, and...
Well, this is Tracy for the stack. I am willing to sort of have the 60-day stuff turn into maybe 90 days or some other number. I'm a little worried about the PNB voting to extend. I think that's a little too open-ended. So I think whatever the sort of the maximum outside time is, it should be specified.
This is Nia, Bill.
Oh, hi, Nia. Okay, go ahead, Nia.
I mean, Teresa, Lydia, and I, actually, we talked about this. And I think that in an effort, and we seem to, we did a little better the last couple of meetings, that we should be able to get the minutes approved. I don't think that we should adjust the length of time to accommodate inefficiency. I think we should leave it as is and make sure that we are efficient. So I would like to leave the 60 days there because we have been, Sophia and John have been very efficient, and I think that's what we should strive for. So I would strongly urge us to leave it at 60 days.
This is Lydia.
Okay, well, let me see if anybody else wants to say anything first. Teresa, you were on that group too,
no,
right?
I don't have anybody
else?
I do not have any comment.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Okay,
pardon?
Lydia, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
So in terms of Tracy's comment about the not liking a board being able to adjust that, I think that some of the things that came to mind were if for either some technical reason or whatever happens, the executive session recording does not get to the secretary immediately following the meeting. And I know there have been some delays, for example, in posting the open session, so I assume there are some reasonable delays when it comes to some of our overworked staff that accommodate these recordings. And so it may not, so it's not a full 60 days that the secretary have access to them necessarily. And so there might be some extenuating circumstance, and it would require a majority vote by the board to consider whether extenuating circumstances exist. And we could add the word extenuating to that portion if necessary.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. Well, can you read your motion again, Tracy?
Lauren?
Oh, Lavar.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Lavar.
Is there? Did we look at the cost of the recording for the closed session? Did you address that in the committee meeting? Apparently not.
Well, no, because that cost has already been, I assume, budgeted since that's been going on for years in terms of recording the executive session. There is no additional cost incurred by virtue of this motion.
No, we
have
not.
Well, it hasn't been done for years.
No.
It has been done in recent months, but we keep adding committees and places for the guys to record. And they're beginning to say to me, these guys haven't had a raise in 5, 6, 7 years. And they're beginning to say, hey, we're just not going to be available every single night to start recording unless we're paid some extra money.
Yes, Zach.
So we
okay.
Issued.
Right.
Can
but
you
at
hear
this
me?
Point, this year when I've been on the board, there have been recordings of executive sessions. And so this motion... We had no reason to address that because we weren't incurring something that has not been a practice. That's like a separate issue if we don't want to record it. This does not apply anybody to do anything extra.
And could you please add Nia to the stack, Bill? I think
sorry.
I heard Ifia.
Thank you.
Is Ifia there?
Yeah. Tracy on the stack.
Okay, well, is Ifia
here? Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Ifia.
I would affirm the observations of Lydia with regard to no additional cost, and it has been done for years. It's been done for as long as I've been on the board, and that's been at least 3 years. And if Lydia's experience predates mine, and apparently does, and it's been done for 4 years, for a significant number of years. So I would agree that it is not an additional cost, and it's certainly more important than a simple committee meeting.
Lavarne on the
this is Bill. I remember at least one meeting last year, one session of an in-person executive session meeting that was not recorded because it wasn't in the regular meeting room. But okay, anybody else hasn't spoken? Okay, anybody else hasn't spoken on this yet?
Let me, Bill. The problem with that was a technical problem that occurred, not that it wasn't.
Okay. Okay, I'm just saying it happened though. But okay, Gilmore. Lauren?
Okay. Arlene made the point that when it has been done voluntarily, like within the last year and a half, that it's been done voluntarily. But again, these meetings require time, and we have relied on both John and Otis to do that. And I don't think that that's part of their job description, is to record the meetings. And I think we should consider that, like all of us, we're working when we're here. So, you know, I think you should consider there being that we should give some consideration for recording these executive sessions to John and Otis, that there is a cost to do that.
Okay, who else wanted to speak?
Yeah, this is Tracy.
This is Nia,
Bill.
LaVar
again.
This
okay.
is Nia.
Well, Nia, and then Tracy.
Yeah.
And Lydia.
I usually don't like repetition, but I must say that for as long as I have been involved with Pacifica, these executive sessions, the meetings have been recorded. That's why there was a motion passed in 2008 when Mary Berg was the secretary that the secretary would be in possession of the tapes until the minutes are approved. So they've always been recorded. The fact that John and Otis are working overtime, I do understand that, and maybe that's an entirely different issue. And what we need to do is to come up with a different option as to what we can do in order to make sure that the minutes are correct. As you guys know, we're all PNB members here, and over on the screen, but, you know, those minutes can work for us, and they can work against us, and we want to make sure that they are accurate. And the bylaws say specifically that it is up to the secretary, whatever the phraseology is. I'm sure Afia probably has it etched in her mind somewhere. It's really the secretary's responsibility to make sure that those minutes are secured and that they are done. So,
Arlene to the stack.
And this is Lydia.
Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
I'm not
Tracy,
sure if I'm
and
muted.
And then Arlene.
Yeah.
Okay, are you done, Neil?
I think I was on the stack too, Bill, at some point.
Yeah, I got you. You're next, Tracy.
Okay. Well, I left a motion on the floor.
Hold on. Nia's not quite done.
Sorry?
Hold on, Tracy. Yeah. Nia's not quite done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right. So I think what we need to do is to find a way, like I said, to see how we can have it recorded. I don't know if maybe we should ask the secretary, the current secretary, does she have a way of recording the minutes? The executive session, I should say. Thank you. And I'm done now, Bill.
Okay, thank you. Tracy's next.
Did you want me to respond to the question?
Well, go ahead, Afia. Yeah, and then we'll get back to the stack.
You know, one of the practices, habits of this organization is to be penny wise and pound foolish. And to start in the midst of such an important discussion, talking about an issue, a personnel issue that should that has nothing to do with it and should have been addressed a long time ago, is an example of just that kind of practice. As far as being able to record it, obviously, we can do a couple things. One is the telephone company that airs the meeting can record it. Secondly, John and I can whip out our own personal tape recorders and record it. But I would think that a multi-million dollar organization which claims to be committed to transparency and to accountability would have more self-respect than to think to that level. I think that we need to de-link personnel matters, structure matters, and address them with the dignity they deserve. Thank you.
And this is Lydia. Can you add me to the stack?
Okay. Actually, you're after Tracy. So we have Tracy, Lydia, and then Arlene. So Tracy?
Okay. This is Tracy. I have an amendment to the motion on the floor. I don't want it to die. I am going to modify it slightly to address the concerns that Lydia brought up and change 60 days to 120 days. I am comfortable with keeping an archive of executive session for 120 days. I think that's a reasonable practice. At that point, I believe that the tape should be destroyed so they don't come back to haunt us. 120 days seems to me like a reasonable period of time for minutes to be transcribed and for the board to approve them. If that doesn't happen, then we're dealing with a problem other than people not having access to things or things falling behind schedule. So I'd like to leave that amendment on the floor, and it's 120 days, period.
Okay, so not two PNB meetings, just take that part out, you're suggesting?
I mean, the corollary would be to stretch it for PNB meetings, but to be honest, I think it's probably best just to be blunt and say something specific. So I'm going to change it to 120 days, period.
Okay, with no reference to how many PNB meetings. Okay. All right. Next is...
Bill, a point of order, Bill?
I can in just a second. I have to get back to my computer. So if we go on with the stack, I can read it out loud in a couple of minutes if Bill wants to come back to me.
Yeah, that's. I was going to do that anyway. Okay, Lydia, and then Arlene.
Yeah, the reference to the PMB meeting was largely to the second, was to allow for some flexibility for the tightness of the 60 days. So I don't think I would object to Tracy's amendment. On the other issue, the other personnel issue, which an aspect of it should have been dealt with in executive session, I don't think we should be quoting staff. That's a whole more global issue. I know Carolyn Burton had recommended that we consider having less committees. We had a hard time getting people to sign on to all the committees back in February. So we need to look at that whole issue of how we're overworking our technical staff and then the budgetary issue and the issue that Arlene raised should be dealt with in a different venue unrelated to this. And if Fia is correct, we've been recording these executive sessions for years.
Okay, thank you. Arlene.
Hey, I'm going to be to some degree repeating what other people have said, but first of all, I want to apologize for bringing that up in this context. It didn't really belong here. It's a budgetary issue and a personnel issue, one that we're struggling with greatly right now because our IT staff are greatly overstressed and the issues of how hard we're pushing them and all the things we're asking them to do have not been addressed adequately, and that's a whole different issue. It doesn't belong in this committee, and so I will take that up at the administrative level and at the budget level. Secondly, I just want to express my concerns over recorded executive sessions, and I've said this a number of times, simply because I find that it's a little bit echoing what Afia was saying earlier about the way we tend to address things that don't belong in certain contexts if we don't often think about the consequences. And unfortunately, this organization has a habit of leaking almost everything that happens, even when it happens in executive session. And it worries me to have copies of recordings of executive sessions floating around. It's really important that we recognize that within a period of time that they need to be used only for the purpose of correct minutes and that they do need to be destroyed. And I feel strongly that that is the intent of this committee, but I don't think we can say that often enough given the history of this organization.
Okay, thank you. I'll have a comment, maybe another modification. The 120 days is okay, and leaving out whichever is longer, like the PMB meetings, but I would suggest adding in back in whichever is shorter, or say a maximum of 120 days or until approved by the PMB, whichever is sooner. Would that make sense?
I think that's actually what it says. And yes, Bill, we're doing the same thing meaning wise. It's just a question of the wording.
Okay.
That's the intent.
Well, let you go ahead and are you ready to read it then so we know what the wording
is? Yeah,
means?
Yeah, and let me address that as well. I think with the way that it's currently written, it goes, therefore, I move that the audio recordings of executive sessions of the Pacifica Board of Directors be preserved until such time as the PNB approves the minutes, after which the audio shall be destroyed. Further, until such time as the draft minutes are approved, the audio recording shall be preserved at least 120 days, period. That would be the new wording, and I think that that wording means what you just put out, Bill.
This is Nia.
Okay.
This is Nia, Bill.
Yeah, Nia.
I thought it was at most 120 days. Now Tracy just said at least 120 days.
At most. You are correct. Sorry. That was my mistake.
Okay.
And this is Lydia.
Can you email that to us, Tracy, or you can do that?
Yes, I can now.
Okay. And that'll make sure we get the minutes correct, too, because I'm not sure whether our little technical glitches on recording. I think if Arlene had a good point, I agree, our tech staff, all of our staff are really overworked, but that's kind of a separate issue from whether the record is a separate issue of how long we keep the recording. So I'll just throw that in. Now, who else wanted to say something?
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
And then I recommend that we change the I to we since it's the body's motion now.
How about the committee?
Yes, the committee, whatever, because we're taking this to the PMB one way or another if it passes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You got that, Tracy?
Yes, I'm writing right now, and I will send it in just a second. So the committee moves.
Okay. Well, any other comments while we're waiting on that? Appreciate the suggestions. I do appreciate the subcommittee working on this, and I hope everybody can talk to your fellow board members before the meeting whenever this comes up so we don't have to take another hour discussing this at the PNB meeting so everybody understands the rationale. You want us to come back to this, Tracy, or?
What did you say, Bill? Are we going to
coming very shortly.
Oh, I just was hoping everybody on this committee can talk to your colleagues on the PNB before where this comes up for a vote at the PNB so that we don't have to take an hour at the PNB meeting discussing it.
Okay.
We don't want to be charged with coercion. I think you should be careful how you say that.
Well, it's just... I'm just trying to save time at the meetings because we seem to have a problem with every committee motion. Every committee motion from every committee gets discussed for a really long time. So I'm going to start doing this for every motion we recommend, I think.
I think we could do it unofficially, but okay, go ahead, Bill.
I sent the email. It's called a commended motion. Did everybody get it, or at least some people?
I got it.
Good. Okay.
Kindly read it, please. Kindly read it.
Yeah, please see. Can you read it, Tracy?
Yes. Let me read it, the whole thing from the beginning, even though it's kind of long. And this will be off of your email with the modifications, Bill. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation bylaws direct the secretary to keep or cause the board's minutes to be kept and the audio recordings of closed executive sessions of the PNB allow the PNB secretary and recording secretary access for the purpose of the accurate production of the minutes. And whereas sufficient but not excessive time shall be allowed for the presentation of draft minutes to the board for board approval, and whereas questions or corrections raised at the board meeting when the draft minutes are presented to the PNB require sufficient access and time by the secretary and recording secretary to said audio to make said corrections if necessary, therefore the coordinating committee moves that the audio recordings of executive sessions of the Pacifica Board of Directors be preserved until such time as the PNB approves the minutes of said executive session, after which the audio shall be destroyed. Further, until such time as the draft minutes are approved by the PNB, the audio recording shall be preserved at most 120 days. Further, that the PNB Secretary and Recording Secretary have access to said audio recordings for the sole purpose of producing accurate and timely minutes to the Pacifica National Board. And
okay. And then, of course, if they're approved prior to the 120 days, that third paragraph from the end would say they should be destroyed right after that.
They will be preserved until the PNB approves them, after which they shall be destroyed,
right,
or at most 120 days. That's, that's the wording.
Got it. Okay. All right, we're ready to vote on it? Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none.
I don't like 120 days, but I won't object. I just think that is just way too long. If we can't approve it, that'll be good. But anyway.
Me too, Teresa.
That is ridiculous, 120 days.
You guys could amend it at the PMB level. You might win. I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe you're right.
Well,
I don't know.
After the meetings are approved, they'll be destroyed after the minutes are approved. So it presumably rarely get to 120 days.
What about Afia? Does she like the 120 days? I'm just curious.
Afia?
You know, I think, frankly, I think that it's fine. It gives a maximum. It shouldn't take that long. We can make a major decision about, as we did this past week, in an hour. Well, we can't take it about some minutes where everybody else is present and you know. So let's go. I think that is fine. Let's go to the next item on the agenda.
Yeah. Okay. So is there any objection to the motion the way Tracy read it just a minute ago? Okay. Hearing none, then that's approved. Thank you. All right. Now I'll put in a report to the PNB. Okay. The next item on action items was someone to contact committee chairs to ascertain whether or not there are any.
Bill. Hello?
Yes.
This is LaVarne.
Yeah.
I'd like to abstain.
Okay.
Oh, on the motion before?
Weren't you voting on the motion?
Yeah, I asked if there were any objections.
Yeah, I was trying to get your attention. Yeah, I'd like to abstain.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll note that.
That's two of us.
Okay, Arlene and LaVarne abstain?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. 6.2 on the agenda. Summer to contact committee chairs to ascertain whether or not there are any motions coming out of committee to be placed on agenda and to submit written report/minutes to the PNB. Are you on the call yet, Summer? Well, I know I talked to her on the phone and she said she was trying to remind the committee chairs of this. So I think she's doing that. And if they don't provide a report, then I guess they don't get put on the agenda.
This is Nia, Bill. This is Nia.
Yeah, Nia. Okay.
The next PNB meeting is next Wednesday?
Right.
Okay. So the personnel committee has motions. I will send them to you, Summer, and Afia tomorrow.
Okay. I mean, okay. I suggest a committee send a report to all of the PNB. So everybody knows, and if they have questions, they can contact people on the committee beforehand.
Okay. I will send it tomorrow.
Okay. So it's the 24th is the date for the next PNB meeting.
And can I ask another question about PNB meeting?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
The Thursday meetings were removed after, you know, that proclamation that we're going to follow Robert's rules and just meet once a month to be in compliance with the CPB, and then all of a sudden they're back on the calendars for the rest of the year. So I want to know exactly why and what are we doing. Are we going to have those Thursday meetings?
That's number 7 on the agenda, so I don't know. That's a good question. I like clarification, too. So sorry. don't let me forget, but we should get to that real soon, I think. Okay, ready to move on to 6.3, status of proposed bylaw amendments on regular and special PNB meetings. That was going to be a subcommittee, Lydia, Bill, Summer, and Teresa. And I don't think we've had a meeting yet, have we?
No.
Brief email discussions?
This is Lydia.
Okay.
I'm
so, do we want to pick a date for our committee?
Yeah, let's do it by email, but let's do it right after. Let's do it by tomorrow, and rather than waste the whole committee's time on it. I do have a draft. It's a real headache. It definitely needs more than one mind working on the ins and outs of that motion. This is
okay.
Just the one for the monthly meetings, right?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be one amendment or two, but you know, we discussed having clarification on special meetings because of the notice requirements and things like that.
Yeah, versus the monthly meetings. That's the amendment. And
yeah,
it involves more than one section once I got into it. And
right,
there are, you know, I came up with about some good alternatives that actually dovetail into some previous discussions that we had. So it's worthy of definitely worthy of a meeting. So let's figure it out tomorrow. How many? Can you repeat the people though? Because I,
Lydia, Bill, Summer, and Teresa.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I'll put out an email right away, and we can in the next 24 hours set something.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. And as far as I know, I don't think the governance committee has met. So I'm not sure they're going to have any bylaws, but I know a few other people have been thinking about bylaws amendments. I don't know, possibly some of the holdover ones from last year that were not passed. So I don't know. It's possible we may want to, you know, right now the bylaws process only allows for a single group of bylaw amendments to be passed each 12-month period. And so it's possible we might want to get that 60-day waiting period started at the in-person meeting, but I don't know. That's one reason I didn't want to wait too long, drag this out much longer. Okay, thank you. Next, as Neil was pointing out, number 7 on the agenda, continuation meetings for PNB and committee and the committee motion on monthly Saturday PNB meetings. As you recall, we passed a motion, this committee did a few months ago, to have, I think it was Teresa's motion, to have Saturday meetings once a month to try to catch up on some of the things we weren't finishing up on. And this also relates to whether or not we're going to have continuation meetings. The PNB still has not voted on that motion. So I just want to know what the rest of you want to do.
This is Teresa. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead, Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
I guess I am concerned that, for example, the decision on the executive session audio, for example, ended up higher on the agenda. It's higher on the agenda today than the issue of the Saturday PNB meeting, and I think that this should be voted on by the PNB right away. Can we move it up on the agenda?
Well, it's now. This is what we have. We're discussing it right now.
Well, I would like to get an approval on this so we can hold these meetings.
Okay. Well, the motion that we passed is still on the PNB agenda, and we would have gotten to it at the last telephone meeting, except we ran out of time for this committee, and I didn't ask for more time because we had other committees that we haven't gotten to for quite a few meetings. So it will probably be coming up real soon on the agenda next week. But the other question is, do we want to have continuation meetings each month or not? I didn't think we actually made a decision not to do it, but I don't know.
This is Lydia.
And it's also the issue of...
Yeah, Lydia?
And then Nia?
These are two separate...
Okay.
One is Teresa's motion, which was in addition to whatever we had on the calendar, right, separate from Thursdays. And
correct.
That was just so we can get more done in lieu of some of the meetings, lengthier meetings that we're not. So I think that we need to see what was the last version of that, because obviously the dates have to be looked at again before we take it to the PNB. It makes no sense to recommend Saturday meeting in July if we're going into an in-person meeting in September already. Do you have that motion as it stands now? Can we consider that first and then deal with the motion that was passed to have continuation meet, at least on the calendar?
I'll look it up. It was on the agenda for the last PNB meeting, if you want to find it there. But Nia wanted to speak, though, so while she's speaking, I'll try to look that up. Nia?
Yeah, Lydia said part of what I was going to say, Lydia. This is in my head tonight. So I guess you need to look it up, Bill. But the thing is, I'm trying to figure out still who put the Thursday meetings back on the agenda. See, this is, I know we were trying to do things correctly, but we can't do them when they're convenient for us. Because, like I said, we had this big thing about the CPB, and we can't have these meetings and so forth, and they were all wiped off, and then now they're back. And there's Teresa's motion out there, which I agree with me. They need to find Teresa's motion.
Well, I'll answer that question. I was the one that put it on the agenda initially. I thought the committee decided to have continuation meetings when needed. I thought that meant whenever we didn't get all the way through the agenda, which, of course, is almost all the time. And then I didn't think we ever made a formal decision to change that. We didn't have a continuation meeting a month ago or whenever it was because there was a problem with notice. But I thought that would just affected that one meeting. I don't know if that answers your question or not. But
so why did we only continue the executive session last week and not the open session?
I don't know. I thought we were going to have both, but then I wasn't able to get hold of Summer over the weekend, and I don't remember what she said exactly, but she was only planning to do the executive session. Darlene, did you get a chance to talk to her? Do you remember?
I don't know for sure what the reasoning was, except that there wasn't. I don't know. I can't say.
Okay.
Okay.
Then, Bill,
go ahead, Neil.
I respectfully suggest that you, Summer, and Afia get together and get this done. You guys provide the leadership for us, and we can't seem so disjointed. That, you know, one hand doesn't know what the other is doing, so that we can, it can be more seamless than this. You know what I'm saying? And being seamless leads to being efficient. So I think that you guys really need to get together and, you know, and lead us the way we're supposed to be led. I'm not scolding, I'm just suggesting.
I agree with you, and I'm sorry. You're right. We haven't been doing that so well. Well, let me ask you I was going to ask what the rest of the committee wants. My assumption is that we should go ahead and have the continuation meetings if we don't get through the agenda. I thought that was the intention initially. We almost never get through the agenda except possibly at an in-person meeting. So that generally means we're probably always going to have a continuation meeting. But if you don't want to do that, that's okay. Some people have objected because they feel it's sort of a waste of time. We waste so much time on things that we don't get much done anyway. But I actually think we get more done at a continuation meeting because we don't spend all the time discussing agenda approval then.
Well, I think the entire body needs to be polled, Bill. I mean, people can't just meet in their own little enclaves and say, well, this nothing gets done. I think it should be transparent and address it to the entire PND listserv. And ask, what do we think? And not just unilaterally decide that this is not working, so let's not do it. That's what I'm saying. The three of you need to get together and provide the leadership that is necessary for the board.
Well, I agree, but if the committee would like to make a recommendation as a motion, then we can do that. You know, either don't
Lydia.
Have a continuation meeting or do. Okay, Lydia?
Well, there was already a motion passed by the PNB, so there was no authority given to the chair or anyone else to remove that from the calendar. It was merely putting it on the calendar should we elect to do it. Certainly at the end of every meeting, the board should be able to decide whether it chooses to exercise that space on the calendar if we want to finish the agenda, because not always, I mean, the rest of the agenda may not always be sufficiently pressing or time sensitive. There may be reports that aren't necessarily, don't involve a motion, for example, that are left, and people may not want to have that second meeting that month. So the board always has to make the decision, and in this instance, the board voted for that Thursday meeting to be put on the calendar should we need it. So I mean, nothing has changed unless somebody moves to rescind that motion. That's already there. That's like a separate issue. And so it should not even be necessarily, I mean, I think the offices should be coordinating agendas and so on and so forth. One of the things I suggested at the last coordinating committee that's been extremely effective at the LSB level here is to rotate the order that the committees make their reports on the agenda so that it's always not the same committee that has that number one spot with their motions. So, or come up with some other mechanism that allows for more equitable distribution of time and access to the first meeting of the month. Anyway, that's my recommendation and my reminder that that motion had already passed.
Okay, I think you're right, and thank you, Lydia. Other comments or suggestions? If you agree with that, then I guess we don't need to make any other recommendations. And I think that's a good idea, Lydia, that, you know, if we reserve a few minutes at the end of each meeting, each regular meeting, each fourth Friday meeting, I mean, fourth Wednesday, to decide whether or not to have a continuation meeting or not, then it would be up to the body. And I don't think we need a motion for that. Is that what everybody else wants to do?
I think that was the intent of the original motion passed by the PMB.
That's correct. That's correct. Lydia's correct.
Okay. We will have to remind everybody we'll have to stop debating whatever we're just debating two or three minutes early because we're usually in the middle of something and we run out of time and then we don't have time to take up anything else. So we'll have to reserve a little time near the end to vote if necessary on whether or not to have a continuation meeting. Hopefully, everybody would just go along with one way or the other, whatever seems to be obvious, but we might have to vote. Okay. Any more discussion we need on this? And I apologize for us not getting together like we should on this. But Afia and I in summer, we'll try to discuss this. Right, Afia?
For sure.
Okay. Thank you. All right, let's see, next item, the next coordinating committee meeting date.
Did you find the motion, Teresa's motion?
I forgot. The coordinating committee recommends to the PNB to schedule an extra Saturday teleconference in July, August, October, and January. This was actually amended, I think, because the original one had an earlier date starting, I believe, in May.
Yes, it did.
But this is already passed, of course. Do we want to change it again or just wait till it comes up to the PNB?
Well, just take off the word. Can we just take off the word July?
Yeah.
We may as well take off the word August also because time we get to it, there will only be one weekend left in August. And I know that at KPFT we have a strategic planning meeting on that Saturday.
Yeah.
So I move that we take off July and August, but definitely to be a highest priority on the agenda of the PNB at our next telephone conference.
And this is Lydia.
Okay. Yeah, Lydia.
And also, I think that we can expect, hopefully, to have accomplished so much at the September meeting, we will have that extra day, that there will be a natural desire to want to have some immediate follow-up, hopefully, on some concrete proposals, motions, et cetera, passed in September, that we would want to have the luxury of having a Saturday meeting in October. So I think this leaves, if I'm listening to it correctly, October and the additional Saturday meeting in January, correct?
Correct. Of course, I mean, if you want to try to add one in November, we could, but it sounds like you're saying we won't need it then.
We had that discussion before. People were concerned about the holidays already coming up around that time.
Right.
I wouldn't object to having a meeting in November, but I think that was the reason they didn't include November.
Okay. All right, so Teresa's moved to remove July and August from that motion. Any other comments or anything? Anybody want to say anything? Are there any objections to Teresa's amendment? Okay, don't hear any objections. So should we go ahead and pass that revised motion? Any objections to that? Okay, hearing none, and that's approved. So we'll put I'll put that in the report to the PNB also and make sure we get that on the agenda. And I'll suggest a summer, as Lydia suggested, that we rotate around the committee reports. Okay, I don't think we had any new business. Anybody have anything I didn't know about or forgot about? And action items, subcommittee work group needs to meet for the bylaw amendments. Is that the only other one? I believe that's it. And then Afia and I need to talk to Summer about the continuation meetings and, I guess, the agenda.
Did we set the next coordinating committee meeting yet?
Oh, you're right. Right. When do you want to do that?
Can we not do it on a Tuesday? Oh.
Well, the date's on the KPFA calendar.
Can we not do it on the second on the third Tuesday? Can we do it on any other Tuesday?
Okay, well the first and second are taken by finance. My guess is finance might want the third Tuesday also because of budgets. I don't know yet. Depends on how things go.
So what's available? It doesn't have to be on a Tuesday.
Okay, well the dates that are available are the first and second weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Labor Day, the 5th, and Thursday, the 15th, and Monday, the 19th. But that's just the one day earlier. So how about the 15th, the Thursday?
Well, we should do it, I would think, if we're dealing with the agenda, then it seems to me that we should do it as early as possible, assuming we have a working draft from you and Summer and Afia.
Yeah. And I don't know how much time we're going to need for executive sessions either on the legal stuff, so that's usually going to put about a time on that also.
A point of information, Bill?
Yeah, Neil?
Oh, somebody's really echoing.
Just starting a minute ago. Somebody went on to speakerphone or something?
It was just all of a sudden. I noticed that the fract is here on the Mondays, and they haven't given a report. I haven't heard anything coming out of there. Maybe you could talk with whoever is facilitating that. Would they give up one of those Mondays?
Hello?
Maybe Bill got dropped again. I think he's using Skype.
Well, our next meeting of the coordinating committee would be the third Tuesday, which is the 20th of September. I think it's logical that since the PNB face-to-face meeting is on the 23rd, that we would want to move it up somehow. And he's thinking that the finance committee is going to meet on the 6th and the 13th, so that would not work. So
I'm back, by the way. Sorry, I'm having phone problems.
So when are the proposed meetings times again, Bill?
Well, the 15th Thursday is available, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the first two weekends. Also Sunday, the third weekend, and also Labor Day. The 5th. None of those are ideal. There's something listed for the 1st, but there's no meeting name listed for it. I don't know what that is. Oh, it says development for fundraisers.
The development task force led by Heather Gray and Jessica Polinar is that day.
Okay. It's not really posted properly. It doesn't have the title on the calendar listed, but it's okay. Look at that date taken. Well, is the 15th early enough?
Taken? I'm sorry.
The 1st.
Can we do, I opt for that we vote on Saturday the 10th or Thursday the 15th.
Okay.
I don't know about any local meetings. That is a meeting of KPFT Outreach, I believe. But I am willing to attend this one instead of that meeting on the 15th.
What are we talking about?
Thursday the 15th.
Right. Or the 10th, you were suggesting, Lydia?
Yeah, Saturday the 10th or Thursday the 15th.
Okay. Arlene, what do you think? How much time do you need to prepare the agenda for the booklets?
Oh yeah,
the printed stuff that gets sent out.
Am I on now?
Yeah, go ahead, Arlene.
I thought I was muted. Chris sent out deadlines today for getting material into her, and it was September. I think it's a week ahead. Just a minute, I can take a look. Give me just a second.
I have to get off the call
Friday,
now.
Friday.
Any of those days is good.
Friday, okay, September 16th is her deadline.
Okay. So the 15th would work. I'm okay with the 15th or the 10th.
Well, so then within that context, I would suggest the 10th, because if we approve things on the 15th, it still needs to be called together and gone over by the officers. And I don't know if you can do that overnight and get it for final, you know, production.
Yeah.
What do you think?
By phone the next morning or something.
I
think the 10th would be better if we
okay.
can do that.
Do it on the 10th, and let's take a vote. If anybody objects or not.
Is the 10th a problem for anyone? Saturday?
I'm sorry. I don't understand the question.
We're changing the coordinating committee meeting for September. Because right now it's only 3 days before the in-person meeting, so it's kind of too late to have to do any much planning for that meeting. So if we move it up to the 10th, were you suggesting in the morning, Lydia, or what time of day?
Well, my morning.
Okay.
Depends on whose morning. My morning, my 9 a.m., let's say morning, I'm fine even with 8, but let's just say 9. And 12 for the East Coast.
So like noon Eastern?
Yeah.
How's that sound, everyone? Noon Eastern time, Saturday, September 10th. Any objections?
Well, I object, but I will skip my class and attend.
Well, almost any time that day is okay with me. What time would be better?
Well, for me, the earlier the better. In fact, I mean, quite frankly, Saturday is not a good day for me, but I will block out some minimum amount of time.
Okay. And who had the class? Was that Arlene? Or?
I have a class from 10:30 to noon Pacific time. But as I say, I'll skip it if that's when we're meeting. But I'm throwing out the point that I don't want to meet that at that time regularly, that's for sure.
I join you in that.
This is Lydia. I would be fine with 8. I don't know how other people on the West Coast feel.
That'll be 11 Eastern.
Is that better?
That would give us all more time to do things in the afternoon.
Better for me, but as I say, I will accommodate whatever works for the committee.
Well, I think Afia also said the earlier the better, so I'm trying to accommodate.
Yeah, 8 would work fine for me. 8 would work. In fact, it would work better because Saturday is one of our busiest days.
Okay. Because that was 8. Wait a minute. That's 8 Pacific time, so 11 Eastern.
Right.
But the thing is that this is going to be our first experience with a 4-day PNB agenda, and we're working around an albeit wonderful schedule that they've crafted for us in D.C., but still it's going to take more planning on our part.
Right. And if we don't need a whole lot of time, then we won't take it. But you're right, there's probably a lot of little things that we need to work out. Tracy, are you still on the call?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I know you were chair last year. How much planning do you really need to do before these in-person meetings right beforehand? How much does
you
need to do?
Yeah, we usually try to get the agenda together about 2 weeks before the meeting. We didn't try to do it too much earlier than that because, in all honesty, it changes anyway based on, you know, breaking developments. So I think if we do it on the 10th, we're about in the right place.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
And we have a continuation meeting if we decide to do it, assume we will, on the 8th. And then we won't have another PMB meeting until the in-person one. So the 10th would probably be good. Okay, so 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday, September 10th. Is that okay with everybody now?
Bill, you'll put it on the calendar?
Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you.
Okay. And and I'm going to leave those other notices for the PMB meetings the way they are. Is that okay with everybody? I think I have the second Thursday listed as a continuation meeting to be used if needed, which I thought is what we decided.
Yes.
But Okay. So I'll change the coordinating committee meeting, and that'll free up the third Tuesday if anybody needs it. Hint, hint, Tracy. I don't know if we need it for finance, but okay. Anything else for tonight? Okay, and I'll add this as action item for me to make that change. Okay, well, thank you all, and don't forget PMB meeting next Wednesday, and we'll have this committee meeting on Saturday, September 10th.
Thank you.
For a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you all.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Bye. Here are my phone problems.